Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So excited you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. You aren't going to find anything else like it. They are our sponsors because I own three of them, and I truly believe in this machine. I truly believe in the people that work there and the product. Mention Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $400 off. Just say, Coach Collins sent me. Coach Unplugged sent me, and they'll take really, 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 really good care of you. Trust me. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. 14-day free trial. You're going to want to check it out before prices increase. You know, it's just that things happen. Coach Collins has only got so many hours in a day. Go over and check it out. It's got the roadmap. It's got everything that you need to become a better basketball coach in one stop. You know, if you're looking for clinic videos, if you're looking how to break a 1-3-1, if you're looking how to run a zone offense, if you're looking how to pick an offense, if you're looking for anything, it's got it there for you. As I hit my microphone, oh well. It also helps us pay the bills, helps us keep all these podcasts, the High School Hoops and 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcasts and Funnel Down and all these things free to you. Teachhoops.com is what pays the bills and keeps the lights on. So we'd love if you went over and check that out, and let's head off to the podcast. Record this. Over in the chat, why don't you put where you're from so I can get an idea of Maine. Well, we love – hi, Lee. Amy sent me an email about you, but I think you already responded to it. New Jersey, Arkansas, Albuquerque, Georgia, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Michigan – Kentucky, Missouri, Minnesota, good. Nova Scotia. Ooh, there's a Marshfield. We're going to have to watch the Marshfield person. I don't like sharing this stuff with the people in Wisconsin. What we got? Colorado, Kansas, Mississippi, MISSISSIPPI, upstate New York. If any of you have listened to my podcast before, you know there are two places.
Missouri.
All right. Awesome. There are two places that I have not been. Two states I have not been in the U.S., Alaska and Washington State. Those are the two states that I have not personally visited. Some of them have been quick in and outs, but let's see if we got a Missouri, San Diego. Well, that's not James either. San Diego, that's on my bucket list. I've been to California multiple times. All right, I'm going to give everybody a couple minutes. Sorry about the change of time. I know there's some people that are going to have to watch this on replay. Hey, Dave. There's some people that are going to have to watch this on replay because I moved it later. My daughter was helping put on a play tonight, and I wanted to go watch it. So, of course, it was at the exact time that I had scheduled this like a month ago. So
that's the way it works. It is what it is. But it was great. It was Matilda. I've got that song in my head now. In New York City. Ooh. New York City. Yay. Go New York. I love New York. Love Chicago. All right. If everybody can mute, I think we're good on everyone muted. I'm going to go through and check everybody. And what I'm going to do is just a couple things. If you want to take really good notes, turn things off, that would be great. Both your volume on the bottom. And we'll have a Q&A at the end. We'll either do it in the chat or I'll let people just kind of jump in at the end if you have a Q&A. If you have any questions, I can definitely answer all of those. But I'm going to go through. And again, I'm a basketball coach, not a technician in those. So I'm not even gonna go to presenter mode when I do this. I am going to just show you my PowerPoint. I'm gonna walk you through it. I'm gonna discuss the rule of three and kind of share it with you, just kind of talk about it. I am recording it, so tomorrow I'll send a replay for you. I'll keep the replay up until Sunday with all that stuff. And then couple other little tidbits. Over people are coming in late. I'm just having you put where you are from on the side. And that would be great. Okay. So I'm going to close this up. And again, for the people coming late, I apologize for changing the time. That was definitely a 1000% not in my plans, but Matilda was good. My daughter was, she wants to be on Broadway someday, and she was helping direct and do all that. So it was good. It was really good. I snuck out. I didn't see the end, but I snuck out. All right. So I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to talk about the rule of three. I've kind of teased out what this is. I'm going to give you a little history behind it. I'm going to talk about how I came up with it, where I started and where I am. And then, like I said, hang on to the end. At the end, we'll do some Q&A and then take notes, pause, anything like that. I will try to get to the chat. Again, me and technology sometimes doesn't always work, but I will do my best on the chat. And as I let people kind of in here, if you have something dying, you know, I saw Dave raised his hand over there. Dave, if you have a question, I don't know if you raised your hand for a question, but if you do, put it over in the chat and I can try to answer it. But you can raise your hand and do all that. I don't necessarily always see that because I'm kind of in my zone, my teaching zone. So sometimes I see it and sometimes I don't. All right. I'm much better at Zoom, though, post-COVID, I can tell you that. All right. So let me share my screen. I'm going to talk about, and again, I'm not going to do presenter mode. It's just a little bit easier for me. I'm just going to pop up the PowerPoint. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to talk about the rule of three offense. I mean, obviously, I'm a basketball coach. It's like if I was more creative, I probably would have come up with a better name, but it kind of tells what I wanted to do. Okay. Can somebody, if you can see where it says rule of three, it says Steve Collins and John Morgan. If someone can unmute and say they can see that, let me know. That would be great.
Got it.
Perfect. Got it,
yes.
Awesome. All right. So rule of three. So I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to click through. I'm going to go through to this screen right here. All right. So I'm a stats teacher. Any of you that listen to podcasts, you know, I'm a stats teacher. So I'm always looking at numbers. I'm always looking at effectiveness. I'm always looking at how things are kind of working. I've had wide range of teams. I've had teams that I could do something at 3:30 and they would know it by 3:35. I've also had teams I could do it at 3:30 and they would never understand it ever. So I've had the widest range of teams that you can imagine. So why the rule of three? How did this come about? Well, I've had a stretch, not recently, but I had a stretch where we were running. I 30 years ago, when I won my first state title, I was a flex coach. I was running the flex, the swing, kind of a variation, very structured offense. you know, 15 years ago, that's what I was running. And I've morphed into different things because, first of all, I think the game has changed. First of all, I think the players have changed. I've changed. I think you have to change with the times. So I went to a little bit of Princeton. I went to a little bit of dribble drive. I went to a lot of read and react. I think Rick is a master. But all of them had things that we couldn't do. Okay. We couldn't effectively attack them. And maybe it was my teaching, maybe it was the players, I don't know, but we just couldn't do it. So they couldn't remember everything. You know, we'd run plays and all that kind of stuff. So the forgetting curve, this is for days. There are two types of memories. And this is where, if you see me, I'm in my library. This is where all this kind of came from. So I started doing some digging on memory. And there are two types of memory. There's long-term memory and there's working memory, short-term memory or working memory. Okay. And this forgetting curve, I just thought it looked cool, but that's more long-term memory when you retain things. So what I need my players to do is have that working memory, right? Because when we're running our offense, it doesn't seem like they have this problem on the defensive end. It does seem to be a problem on the offensive end. So how did the rule of three come about? Well, we were running the read and react, and I think I've had Rick on my podcast like three or four times. And if you know anything about the read and react, it's similar to like some of the more complicated, like Princeton. There's like 77. I'm not kidding. There are so many layers to the read and react. Do this, then you do this, this, then you do this and this. And my guys, we tried to implement it with a very bright team, actually, a basketball IQ team, and we couldn't do it. So that's when I dove into the rule. That's when I drove into memory and why can't they do this? Okay. So, I talked about the scientific memory. One of them is called working memory, short-term memory. So I basically dove into why couldn't my guys remember? Well, if you know anything about short-term memory and you know anything about learning, kids remember things in chunks, right? 3 to 5. So the study that I found, the best one is, studies have shown the underlying limit of central component memory is typically 3 to 5 chunks. Now, I can give you tons of examples of that. Think about your phone number. When phone numbers first came out, they were 7 digits, right? No one could remember them. No one remembers phone numbers now anyway, but they couldn't remember phone numbers. So they broke it up, right? Three area codes, 3 numbers, first 3 numbers, last 4 numbers. So security numbers, 2, 3, 4, right? It's 3, 2, 4. They break it into chunks. That's how you remember things. When they ask for when they ask for my last 4 digits, my social security number, I have to work through the chunks to get to the last 4. You know, everything, it tends to be in groups of 3. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, you know, just do it. Finger licking good. Everything, you know, do these 3 things when you go through TSA. Everything tends to be in chunks of 3 or 3, 3 to 5, but 3 with my guys, we needed to go to 3. So that there's science behind why I'm calling this the rule of 3, basically, is what I'm telling you. I want them to, on the offensive end, to only have to remember 3 things. That's it. Just 3 things. And if they can remember 3 things, then they will be set. Now think about basketball. Everything in nature tends to be in groups of 3 too. If you think about when a basketball player catches the ball, they can only do 3 things. So if I have the ball in my hand, I can only do 3 things. I can shoot, I can dribble, and I can pass. There's really only 3 things. Obviously the offense is a lot more common, but everything tends to be in groups of 3. Okay. I'm not sure why in nature and all that, but everything tends to be in groups of 3. So that's how the rule of 3 came about. I was literally struggling with the read and react. It was too complicated. There were too many things. So John Morgan, who's one of my assistants, and myself came down and said, we need to get this so simplified that they can just do these. And what it's done for us is it's opened up practice time. We're just teaching them specific things to do. And then we drill the crud out of those things. because if you think about it, you're either on the ball, you're off the ball. There's specific spots that you are on the floor, and that's it. And, you know, when you do this, you can basically, when you have the ball, what can you do? And what do you do this? There's only three. So we found that their memory is much faster remembering. It's simplifying. You can run this, and I'll explain. You can run it with we'll probably run, I'm trying to think of this year's team. We'll probably run a five out and we'll probably run a four out, but you can even put two inside. It helps in transition. It helps in all the things, but it basically simplifies down to a 3x5 card. I think I have one here. I don't have one with a thing, but a 3x5, you can get everything they need to know on this 3x5. So by week two, we're working on drill work. We're working on reads. We're working on those kind of things. And it simplifies a lot. So basic concept, five spots. I'm just going to briefly talk about the five out because that's what we've run recently. But like I said, you can run it as a four out. You can run it as a 3x2. You basically fill the five spots. Everybody moves on passes. Every overplay is a back door. That is probably the hardest read to drill, is when someone overplays and denies that back door cut. So we drill that a lot. That's not a natural read for them. A natural read is pass and cut to the basket. That will take you 30 minutes to teach them that. You pass and you cut to the basket. That's not a hard read. The back door, the overplay is a hard read. So you really got to drill that to get into that point. We did the three dribble max. Again, rule of three, three dribble max. If three had the ball here and was attacking, if you can't get to the rim or have something create, in three dribbles, you're probably dribbling too much. We're going to dribble a little bit more this year just because we have a better team and we can attack. Cuts are based on reads. You keep the lane open. We want to keep the middle area open. And again, you can run it as a 4x1. You can even run it as a 3x2. It gets a little bit more crowded in there in a 3x2, but it will work with all of those different kind of reads. The advantage. So why do I like it? Why is a coach that's run the flex, has run the swing, has run the triangle, has run the read and react, has run the dribble drive, has run all these things and won a lot of games? Why do I like it? Okay. We still have plays. We'll still have a couple sets. I call them quick hitters. We'll still have a couple sets that we'll use to score. Absolutely. We won't have 12 of them. We'll have two or three of them. Cause again, rule of three, you know, maybe we need a high low, or maybe we need a quick three, something, but they don't have to memorize things. So it's at least in our league, I have to spend more time defensively trying to stop you than I'm necessarily going to have to do on the offensive end. So I don't have to spend quite as much time in the offensive end. I'm actually going to tape a podcast on this, and I've said this multiple times. There are basically four things in basketball. You're on offense, you're on defense, you're transitioning to offense, and you're transitioning to defense. It's only four things that happen in a basketball game, right? Offense, defense, transition offense, transition defense. That's it. It's the only four things that happen. I'm telling you, as a coach that's done this for 30 plus years, I spent way too much time on one of those four. And the one I've spent the most too much time on is on just offense. I haven't spent enough time. Now, the last 4 or 5 years, I've done much better, but I've spent too much time on just offense. Half court offense, maybe even transition, maybe a little bit of transition, but not enough time on half court defense, which you do set up a lot, transition to defense and transition to offense. So the goal of this is I can spend more time on these three things because most people don't. Most people are spending a lot of time on their half court offense. And when I teach them this, I don't have to spend as much time on the half court offense. I just don't. It's observational study from a stats teacher, but I don't have to do it because they know it. Now, do we always do it right? No, but I can go work on skill work. I can go work on breakdowns. I can go work on reads, which will correlate to what they're supposed to do on the offensive end. So it saves a lot of time. Me, I'm trying to get more skill work. I'm trying to get more shots up. I'm trying to save time because those four areas are what I got to work on in practice. I got to work on situations and maybe our combination defense and maybe our last 2 minute play, whatever. I get it. We all have to work on those. But the four are where they should fall, right? Right. So that's the first thing. I don't want them to memorize. I don't want to spend time. Here's your six plays. Here's your offense. Here's your kind of, I don't want to do that. I want to tell them, give them some basic rules that, like I said, fit on this 3x5 and boom, you're good to go. All right. I want them to learn how to read and react. As I said, it's hard to scout. When I got my five, when I have all of them clicking, it is really hard to scout. Because it's their reads and they do one of the, you overplay me, I'm backdooring. You do this, I'm doing this. I'm doing one of these three things. They shoot. I'd give my 3x5 to everybody in my league. I don't care. Go ahead. You got to get ready for it. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to trap, maybe you'll zone. Yeah. There's counters to all of that. Simplicity wins. we live in a TikTok world. So I'm going to tell you, and short is better. Quick is better. Efficient is better. It just is. I mean, yeah, it's the way I could run practice 15 years ago and just drill the crud out of swing or drill the, I can't do it anymore. Cause it's, I don't think the type of players that are coming through are able to do it. So it's simple. Or as complex as you, if you want to make it super complex, you can layer it. You can do tons of stuff. I tend to stay in the 3x5. I have some counters to when people do specific things. So like I said, here's how simple it is. A 3x5. I've broken it down. You're either got the ball, you're off the ball, or in the weak side. You're one of three areas. And then there's some basic rules, kind of like I talked on the top. So on the top of the 3x5, I put the basic rules and I give them, I don't think I have one of those 3x5s. But I, on the top, I have, that. And then in the bottom I have, you know, you have the ball, here are the three things, you have this, you have these three things. And that's what we drill. That's eventually, if you like this and want to go further with it, that's where the drills come in, any, all that stuff. But so passers options. So I just passed. Okay, so I'm going to give you a taste of what I'm talking about. So this is one option. I had the ball and I just passed it. So if I go back up here, I'm one and I just passed the three. Okay, so one has the ball, they bring it up, they pass it to three. There are three things that you can do. First is you can cut to the basket. Okay, cut to the basket means I'm cutting to the basket and I'm putting my head under the rim. I'm going as low as I'm going to score. That's the first thing you can do. Second thing is you can screen or pick the nearest man. Okay. So if I'm one and I pass the three, my screen is the two. Simple. Okay. Then the last thing I can do is I call them slips. Okay. They're basically a fake screen and then a cut, or you can pop, you can replace for a three. Those are the only three things that you can do. You can cut to the basket. You can screen the nearest man because there's always going to be a nearest man, or you can fake screen, which is going to work better after you screened a couple of times, and then slip, which you'll get a basket, or you can pop. You can fake and pop back up. Okay. Three things. That's it. Okay. Then when the receiver gets it, what are the weak side people do? So we're going to add to those things. What do you need to drill? Okay, what do you need to drill to get good at this offense? You need to teach how to set screens, which is going to be something after this beta version I'm going to add. Okay, once I start practicing and get some stuff, I'm going to show you about some screening and pausing. So how to set screens, how to use picks, right? One of the key things with using screens, and this is what I tell the person coming off the screen, not the screener, the person coming off the screen, I make them stop. The first month of practice, when you're coming off the screen, I have the screener and the offensive player like right next to each other. And it will be a better to show it visually, but I have them stop. I have them literally stop, because then they can read. Is it a curl? Is it a pop? Is it a slit? What are you going to do off that screen? Because what happens is there's this big gap the size of the Grand Canyon between the screener and the person coming off it, and it never works. So I literally make them stop, so they're shoulder to shoulder. And then we talk about reads, and we do different types of reads. We talk about curls. We talk about pops. Anyway, and then how to slip. Okay, slip is, remember, fake screen. Boop, slip. So we work on that. Those are the fundamentals that we break down. how to set screens, how to use screens, and how to slip. You'd be surprised how long those three things take, right? If you're doing all these other things offensively, you're not even, this is what I call the ABCs. This is what I call the basics. This is the, if you're going to take calculus class, you better learn to add first. If you can't set screens and you can't read screens and you can't slip or fake screen, then it doesn't matter what offense you're going to run. I'm just going to be honest. So the offense is simple enough that it gives me time to go practice those. It gives me time to rep those in practice. Because think about the teams that you see, how many are good screeners? How many are good at reading the screens? My guess is it would be a relatively small number. I think that's an important read. Next thing is reading the defense. Which cut to use, varying the cuts, creating confusion. So I'm gonna tell you from someone that's run this offense and a variation of this offense for a relatively long time, is they all want to make the same cuts. They all want to make a curl cut. They all want to make a pop. Whatever their cut is, they want to do it over and over and over again. I literally, it was pre-pandemic.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I had two or three players out of my top eight. They would pass and cut to the basket every time. That's all they would do. They would never go set a screen. They would never slip. They would never. It was pass and cut. Well, shoot, I can defend that. This water bottle can defend that. I'm just being serious about it. So teaching them to vary cuts is important. We do some drills on calling things out, making them just so they get the feel of it. Because what are they're like any kid. They're going to do the easy way, and they're going to do what feels comfortable to them. So going back to why this offense, it's simple. It gives you time to practice it. It gives you time to work on other things like these two things, the fundamentals and the reading the defense. Most offenses we're working about, you know, like the horn set, we're working on it. Great. I think simple is better. Like defensively, we switch just about every screen because I want to make it simple. I don't want to have any questions about what we're doing. It's easier because it gives me time. It's chunks of 10 hours a week, 2 hours a day, or 12 hours a week, you know, 2 hours a day for 6 days a week is 12 hours. The less I can spend on those kind of things and the more time I can spend on other things is better. That's one of the reasons I think this offense rocks, actually. So five out alignments. We want to balance the floor. There's lots of different alignments. But what fits on the 3x5? The passer options, the cutter options, and the weak side options. That's it. Those are the only three, and they all fall into the three categories that we kind of want to talk about. I'm talking too much, but anyway, once I get going on this and I get excited about it, I could talk probably for 6 hours. But anyway, so those are the, you know, going back to the rules, they all fit on the 3x5. There's passer, cutter, and weak side. Passer, cutter, weak side. Those are the three options. And then those are what we break down drill-wise. Those are what we break down transition-wise. Inside what I'm gonna share with you in a bit is I put one of our entire games in where you could see us run this and how effective it is and how the passer moves. And anyway, and we ran a bunch of four out on this, four out, one in. I think it was Kuba's. Yeah, it was like I had a 6'7" big guy. So we had a transition. We added that. So transition in this offense works. And the reason why is going all the way back to this is it's wide, right? You want this space in here open as much as humanly possible. And this offense teaches them to stay wide. It teaches them that when we clear, we're up and wide. And that from, you know, top of the key to top of the key, is where the money is made, and you got to pass the ball up the court, and there's always people on the wing that will be there to be able to score. So that's what really makes it an effective offense, is the transition. It kind of feeds into the transition, because it doesn't matter if this is four up. These numbers are arbitrary, to be honest with you. I don't like a trailer down the middle. I don't like anything in the lane. I mean, it's dead man's zone is that lane area until we get down here. Till we get to our part of the offense, this is dead area in here. We don't want it. We want it out and up. And if we get it, and, you know, the math proves it, that if you can get that shot and it's open, you should take it. But that leads into crashing the offensive glass and all those kind of things. All right, so that's kind of just some of my closing thoughts. Spend time on what happens in a game. It goes back to my big four, right? Offense, defense, transition to offense, transition to defense. You should spend time on what happens. We as coaches make the mistake of spending too much time on just half-court offense. And it's about 20 to 30% of the game. Just being real, when you look at the stats behind it. We probably spend 60% of our practice on it, which we shouldn't. Okay. We should, and I was guilty of that. I was guilty of, definitely guilty of that early in my career, spending way too much time on that. Cause it's like, anyway, lots of reasons, but, this will open up. All right. Your opponents won't be able to scout you on this offense. You'll have to spend less time on the offensive end. You can work on, like, I have been guilty until my son came through, of not spending enough time on shooting, of not spending enough time on skill development. Okay. This is data driven. It works, and it works because it's simple and I can teach it faster and it can be effective. It works against a matchup zone. It works against a 2-3. There's some tweaks against a 1-3-1. There's some other things that, as far as, you know, we could talk about next week, but there's some things that, that you can tweak on it, that work against zones. Become a shooting team, and that takes care of half the zone issues. But especially a matchup zone, this works great against a matchup zone. I like it because it's easy to teach. It's quick to teach. They can learn it because they can learn three things. You know, they can make a 10, 15 second TikTok. They can learn three things, and they know where they should be. They know they're either the passer, they know they're either the cutter, they know they're either the weak side, and there's always movement. And they like it because it works in transition. It allows them to get the ball up the court, and it allows them to score quickly. It's that simple. Okay. All right. So I'm going to do 5 minutes of just explaining what the rule of three offense course looks like, and then I'll take Q&A at the end. We can stay as long as you want for the Q&A, because I'm a night owl anyway. All right, so the rule of three, what does it work? So here, I opened it up today. I already had four people buy it today. So the rule of three offense, it goes through the terminology, it goes through the teaching points, it goes through full court examples, it goes through drills. Mm-hmm. Me personally, when I'm implementing an offense, I want to know how to do it. Okay. I want to see it. I want to know how to do it. I want to know how to drill it. Okay. So I'm going to give you that. I'm going to give you drills for practice. I'm going to give you PDF breakdowns. I'm going to give you video breakdowns of that. I'm going to give you a cheat sheet. I'm going to give you the 3x5 where you can print it off and give it to your kids. I even laminated mine. I don't know where I did with mine, but I even laminated them. And then I'm going to give you game clips, and I'm going to give you a full game of us just running the rule of three offense. Here's it. We win. So I did put a game that we won on, but I put a good game that you could see us running the rule of three offense, and you can, and then I have breakdowns from other games. You know, here's a good off ball one. Here's a good curl cut, whatever it is, whatever I'm specifically talking about. I can give you a clip of it. Here it is in the game, and here's what it should look like. Okay. So next week, for if you buy the course next week, I'm going to do a live Zoom, just like I did with the funnel down defense. I'm going to do a live Zoom next week. You can ask. I'm going to get John Morgan, who's my assistant coach. He's my volunteer assistant. It's one of the ways I pay him is through this. I'm going to have him on there, and him and I will just go back and forth. And if you have questions, we'll just answer anything that you could possibly have. I think we were on for like almost 2 hours when we did the funnel down, answering questions. I watched this. I did this, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's the first thing you're going to next. If you do it in this beta, second thing is I'll give you my email and John's email. You can message us. You can also message us inside of the course. Boom, boom, boom. Then once practice comes around, I have some practice clips from a couple years ago, but I wasn't real happy with them. So I'm going to give you some of those clips mid-November, December. Okay. I've got breakdowns and stuff of us doing it, but I want to give you some actual practice clips. Like I said, I've already got game clips in there for you. So how much? So just like I did with the funnel down defense, I'm not asking 149. I'm not asking 129. I'm not asking 99. Today till Sunday, it's going to be $69. That's it. $69, ruleofthreeoffense.com. You get all that stuff. Again, I'm a basketball coach, not necessarily a salesman. But anyway, you're going to get all of that. You'll get the free Q&A next week. You'll get messaging with me. I still have people messaging me about funnel down all the time. Game film, all of those kind of things. I will give all of those to you, and you'll be able to have it. I keep adding to it. I still added the funnel down. I just added some stuff last week to the funnel down. Everything that I add, you'll get forever because you'll be in the course, whatever. As long as I keep adding stuff, you'll keep getting it forever. Oh, I like this. I just put up a couple things about kind of implementing the rule of three today. So I keep adding. When I find things that I think are going to be helpful, I'm just going to put it in there. I'm going to be honest, it's 69. It'll be 69 till Sunday, and then it'll go up. And then it went up. It's funnel down's gone up twice. And then I think I'm at a good price right now or where I want to stay. All right. I'm going to stop my share. I'm going to go back to the Q&A, and I'm going to get my chat so I can see all of you. Hold on. I can't do it right now. And if anyone has any questions, why don't you throw them in the chat? Ooh, we got another Alabama and a couple more Missouris, North Carolina. I got a story. Australia. We love the. How did the offense work against pack line? Okay, it works really good against pack line. You got to work on the skip a little bit more, and the slips aren't there as much to the basket, but the pops are. Now, if you're playing pack, if you can shoot threes, no pack's ever really going to bother you as long as you move the ball enough. But it works really well against – you got to tweak. Like, that's the thing I'm going to tell you is if – all right, there's an opponent we had in ours that was running a matchup, like a 3-2 matchup. So that week we worked on – pops a little bit more. We worked on kind of how we wanted to come off the screens and how the weak sides worked. I know you mentioned it, but I missed how well does it do. So again, it works well against zones. Again, I'm foreshadowing this. I've got a couple of zone offenses coming down that, again, I'm near the end of my career, so I don't want to, anyway, but we run this and a couple of my special zone offenses. It works as well as the Princeton or read and react or flex or anything like that. It's just more about those specific read. If you have four by one, it definitely works really well with a 4x1 because it's a little bit of that dribble drive opposite low post. Let me ask about how well it works. Two posts. I tend to pop a post to the high so we can work on a high low. We didn't put anything, John and I didn't put anything in with that. We can talk about that next week, but we didn't put anything in with that. We tend to run it when we run a 3x2, we tend to run it more as a high low and then have the other three guys out. Cause then they got to decide, okay, we're going to take care of that high low and then some of those reads. And then we get a little bit more of the back screen. Someone asked about 3x2. Can you use these principles with the mover blocker? You absolutely can. I'm a Wisconsin guy. You can always move everything. Everything works with pack line and mover blocker. Do you have a rule for the post? Yeah. So I like, and again, John and I can jump on next week and talk about the post things, but I like that idea of rules. And then here's the issue is if you're running a 3x2 or a 4x1, you really have to talk about what your rule wants to be. I've run 3x2s where both of them could pop and then shoot the three, kind of like the Badgers do. I've also had that more, and they couldn't step outside of 6 feet. So then I had to change the rule. So I gave them, you can always screen, ball screen. You can always do this. You set up three specific rules for those posts. And that tends to work really well. Making sure I got all the questions. Anybody else? Again, the more I'm around this game, the more I'm convinced you just got to keep it simple. You really got to keep it simple. Anything too difficult just gets it's just too much. It's, be honest with you, it's way too much. And what I do is I laminate those 3x5s. And this is what you got to know and just learn this. And I'll do it before I even pick my team some years. Everyone that's even trying out, because I don't really care if anybody has the rules. I mean, go ahead. You got to defend it. We're gonna rep it and practice it more than you can defend it. All right. Anybody else with any questions? I will send. So it's 9:49, probably by 10:30. How long does it take? So I can implement this thing in a week, 7 days, 7 practice days. We tend to have 7 to 10. We'll be good at it in 2 to 3 weeks. I can get it in 7, and we're pretty effective, very effective, actually. That's one of the reasons I like it, because I can get it in, we can rep it, we can practice it, we can do some of our small-sided game stuff, and then we can move on. Because I personally, if you know anything about me, I want to run combination defenses. I want to run our funnel down. I want to run these things because I want to lurk you on the defensive end, because then I don't have to spend as much. But it's a fast implement. I'm gonna grab another water, and then I'm gonna go eat dinner, and then I'm gonna upload this, and I will probably send it out to you either tonight or early tomorrow morning so you can watch kind of what I talked about. I didn't, just because it's inside the course, I didn't share the drills. I didn't share the 3x5. All that stuff is inside the course, and it's yours forever. Any other questions? I should have been running this 15 years ago, and I that's smart enough, I guess, to figure out what was working, what wasn't working. But it's a very much of a simplified read and react. It's not the read and react, because read and react has different levels and different. This is easier for the kid. The read and react is like I said, Rick is a genius, and what he does is but my guys can't remember all those layers. I mean, they're just my guys. They just can't. So that's why we took what we liked about that. We're gonna add a little bit of dribble for our guys this year out of this, I think it works really well. Will this offense help balance out any? Yes, it definitely helps balance out. It distributes too, and that's where the specials, the quick hitters, whatever you call them. Like, man, don't get me wrong. It's 4 minutes left, and we got to get a high low, and we got to get my big man the ball, and we got to get my 3-point shooter. Yes, we all got, I mean, there's 80 billion plays on Fast Draw if you need a play at the end. That's not, I need them to be able to do other things, because again, I'll give you a little stats for the people that are still around. Transition points, half court offense averages about 0.8, 0.83, something like that, points per possession. If you're at 1 point per possession, you win most games, right? So you need to make that half court as effective as you can and as easy as you can, because you need to really work on the defense to offense transition, because you can get that up to 1.1, 1.2. And then if you make your half court when you got to grind effective and you can work on some of the other things, that's where it's a handful of wins, I think. I'm not convinced. Yeah, I push it down as much as I can. Middle school, yes. I could call it the rule of two sometimes for the middle schoolers. Like, I'll simplify, just do this and this. Like elementary, it's like pass and cut, and then we add something after that. So it's layered all the way through. Again, depends on the specific group and how much you can get through. So someone asks how much you do this. Yeah, I mean, you're basically teaching them to play, and then it's allowing you to do small sided. It's allowing you to read some of the things, teach them how to screen, teach them how to do the other things. Yeah, but I think that's a great thing that it's like, how does it simplify? Yes. I mean, I've watched better basketball read and react. I've watched the dribble drive, all that. I've watched Rick's stuff so many times, and it's like, oh my God, I get to layer four. And then it's like, holy crud, we got to get those down. And we only have 2 hours, and I don't have them all year round and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's the effective thing with that. All right. Anything else in the chatterati over there on the side? I will answer. Like I said, I will send this off to you. It'll probably be tomorrow morning. I'm going to just be honest. How many actions does it typically take for you to get a good shot? So in transition, it's pretty fast. In non-transition, it's a couple ball reversals, and usually we can get an attack and get it to the rim. Again, it depends on how far. That's why we'll have situational stuff, 12 seconds. We're going to run this play. We know we can do it in eight. So we'll have some of those things that I think make it more effective. These are all really good questions. So again, I hope some of you will go over and check out Rule of Three Offense, maybe get it, and then come and spend the, I don't know what day we're going to do it next week, Tuesday or Wednesday with John and I, and we're just going to deep dive into it. And I'm going to try to hook up my whiteboard in my office, and then we can do that and we can chat. All right. If there are any other questions, I'm going to go get a late dinner. I'm going to wave goodbye to everybody, and we'll talk soon. Bye, everybody.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.